Red Sox and Rays Saturday night at Fenway Park. Evan Longoria in Tampa Bay trying to figure out how will they get to Chris Sale. Boston gives him some immediate support in the first with Dustin Pedroia at the plate.
The pitch on its way here is drilled to left field and deep. Cuello turns around and it's going to land in the front row of the mustard seats. Dustin Pedroia with his seventh home run of the season, and Boston takes a 2-0 first inning lead. For Andrés in this ballgame, the 2-1, here's a swing and a drive. Left field, it's over the head of Cuello, bangs off of the out-of-town scoreboard, and it might clear the bases. Cuello has a little trouble with it. One run is in, two runs is in as Bogaerts comes around and he scores. Stopping at third is Pedroia, it's a two-run double for Andrew Benintendi, and it's now 5-0 Boston. With the bases loaded, the 0-1. Here's a swing and a drive to left field again. Cuello's playing pepper with a wall. He takes it high off of the wall. Pedroia scores. Benintendi comes around. He will score as well. Stopping at third base is Betts. It's another two-run wall ball double. This one by Mitch Moreland. And Lomo again, a little cat-and-mouse game at the amount of time they take between pitches. And now the 2-2 swung and a miss, strike three. So Lomo retired for the first time tonight. The lefty ready in the pitch. Strike three call. Got that one over the inside corner. Rays have threatened but have yet to score on the pitch, and they still have. Swing and a miss of the ball down in the dirt. Echevarria strikes out. Sale strikes out the side.
Behind six scoreless innings from Chris Sale, he improves to 16-7. The Red Sox take care of the Rays for the second straight night in a big way. Final score Saturday is 9-0 Boston. They've won four in a row. Andrew Benintendi goes 3-for-5 with a double, driving in three and a run scored. Rafael Devers 2-for-5 with a double and a run. Tampa Bay is overwhelmed for a second straight day by the Red Sox. Final score is 9-0 Boston on Saturday. After the game, here's Rays manager Kevin Cash's reaction.
Not too much to say on my end. I'll answer questions, but that's the second night in a row that we've kind of gotten beat up on the first inning, and then it's just carried over. But especially when you're facing a guy like Chris Sale, it's tough to overcome that.
What did you see from Danny Espinosa tonight?
I had some good swings. It was good to see him. You know, he hasn't been playing very much, obviously, but good to see him get in there, make some nice plays, moving around all over the diamond there at the end. But, you know, like the swings and squaring up the baseball. I thought he had even his foul balls, his misses in between the hits were good.
Kevin, what do you think's behind some of the slow starts the last two nights?
Well, I think they're separated. You know, I look at Arch is separate. You know, made a good pitch to Benintendi. We talked about it. Made a left a slider up to Mookie Betts. It's Mookie Betts. He made him pay for it. Tonight with Andrés, you know, little head scratching why we're trying to go into Pedroia. I've been around him a long time, and the league knows him that he handles the ball in fairly well. He's proven that over a 10-year-plus career, whatever it is now. So I'm not quite sure what the thought process was, but that put us in a hole 2-0.
What about Matt overall? I mean, he didn't look obviously very sharp.
No, he didn't. You know, I think runners getting on base, trying to control the running game. They get on base. He leaves balls over the plate, in the middle of the plate. You know, it's something that we gotta kind of work on and get better because – guys are going to get on base, and you got to be able to get your biggest outs of your career are going to come when guys are on base.
How tough is this to take, though? I mean, when really you're built on pitching and defense and really needed this series and how this thing is going.
Yeah, it's tough. There's no doubt. We knew we were coming up that, I mean, this team's the best team in the division for a reason. They're very complete. They're getting good starting pitching. And their offense, in my opinion, is as deep as anybody in baseball. From the teams we've seen in the American League. But saying that, we normally seem to play some pretty good ball games against them. Obviously, we have not, so that's tough.
You actually had some chances against Sale. I think you had two guys on in three of the six innings, and there have been times that he's been more dominant.
Yeah. Yes, he has been more dominant, but, I mean, we're down 8-0 against the best pitcher in the American League, so – are one of the best pitchers. So, I mean, those chances, he's good enough, he's going to make a pitch eventually. And he did.
And all the substitutions were just to get guys off their feet, right?
Yeah. Hetch, KK, Longo. Who else came out? Wilson. Yep. Everybody's fine health-wise. I expect all those guys to be back in the lineup tomorrow.
Kevin,
Oh, anything further from Susie? You said, because when we talked to him, he had not seen the doctor yet.
Well, he saw a doctor this morning and went and got, no, nothing more, no.
The Red Sox will pursue a series sweep on Sunday with Rick Porcello on the mound, Alex Cobb starting for Tampa Bay.